Right to Life, Michigan's Life Beat. I'm your host, Chris Gass. Joining me today is Anna Visser. Anna, welcome.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Happy
Pardon
Friday.
My voice. I was yelling at too many people last night.
Thank God it's Friday.
Well,
no offense.
Our topics are not easy Friday topics today. Are they ever, really?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You want to go to the pregnancy center for that? Talk about that nice lady they gave the, you know, diapers and formula to.
They're more uplifting there.
Yeah, we're the ones that are like, oh, Joe Biden's trying to take out the pregnancy centers. Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about Joe Biden trying to take out the pregnancy centers and Governor Whitner trying to take out an abortion pill loan from Canada. We're going to talk about how abortion is not miscarriage, which that conversation should only have to last 5 seconds, but apparently not. And then we're also going to talk about and start off with an update on the petition drive, a maybe, maybe not update. So the Reproductive Freedom for All Coalition is collecting signatures. Their signatures are due on Monday by 5 p.m. Presumably they're going to be submitting them on Monday because it's Friday at noon and they haven't done that yet. And there's still people out in the field collecting signatures. One of their campaign organizers claimed at the Ann Arbor City Council meeting, that they have 800,000 signatures.
That is the most that has ever been collected, apparently.
So we'll see. There's a difference between signatures gathered and signatures turned in.
Was it true that last week they told the media that they just met their goal?
I don't know.
Or that they got to...
We'll see. See, that's the problem when you're getting updates. Like, I remember when the Heartbeat people were saying, like, we had, like, 8 trillion signatures and they didn't turn their signatures in because they were not being honest about how many signatures they had. And we never give updates on signatures. We're doing our petition drives. But it seems to be the case.
Well, you would think you would update your volunteers and be like, hey, only this much farther to go. Like, keep going. You're doing great.
Sometimes, but then like if you have a lot of signatures, then volunteers like, I don't have to.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have enough, volunteers like, I'm giving up. It's hopeless. And, people get motivated the wrong way by those sometimes.
Well, we can't really deny that they did get probably most of their signatures after the leak. And then it helped them those couple days, or I guess like a week and a half they had after Roe was overturned. I'm sure they got a lot of volunteers and signatures
worked out for them, and they've spent millions of dollars collecting them. So
yeah, but most of them, I think, were collected by paid circulators, and we do know that the quality is not the greatest with those.
Quality is horrible, Anna. Terrible.
So, I don't know. I don't want to say there's no hope because we are somewhat positive here, but
of not having to face it. Let's you're making it sound like if they actually do get the signatures, I mean, their amendment language is a walking dumpster fire with a giant megaphone announcing how much of a dumpster fire it is. So, but of course, you know, some of us would prefer not to have to spend from next week, Monday, until Election Day talking about the amendment. So, I mean, I would say it would appear at this point that they probably will have enough signatures. That's been our assumption, that they would probably have enough despite all the delays and the missteps because they have so much money that they can buy however many signatures they want.
Well, yeah, we knew that from the beginning.
Right. So, and it'll be a couple weeks, it'll probably be the end of the month, and we'll have an idea of exactly how much they spent on the signatures. Could be a jaw-dropping amount because of how hard
it is
to collect signatures these days. And in light of the whole scandal with the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Which they claim that they didn't hire any circulators from those companies that did have fraud. And they were all from California, the people that they did hire. So I guess we'll see.
It's a creepy little world, the paid signature gatherer industry. We'll know by Monday.
Yeah. So we'll know how many they turn in. We'll know how many they turned in, but it's probably going to take until August to know if they made it on the ballot, to know if all of their signatures are valid, to know, you know, what if it's confirmed. Mm-hmm. Because if they do have 800,000 signatures and they do turn that many in, that's going to be a lot of counting and a lot of checking.
Right. And what they do, once that's all complete, then there's a sample that they pull that anyone can go through, which we will go through, to make sure they have enough. Mm-hmm. And they may not. It all depends. You know, petition paid gatherers can sometimes have like a 50% validity rate, like really bad. And so if they turn in slightly less than double the number of signatures they need mm-hmm. above a 50% accuracy rate. So we'll see.
Next topic.
We'll talk about Biden first or Whitmer.
I suppose Biden. I was gonna say get the bad out of the way, but they're both pretty bad. But we'll just talk about Biden.
Well, today Biden is signing some sort of executive order, which is not going to please the abortion extremists because it's not like going full Emperor Palpatine, I am the Senate now, and this is going to be the galactic empire of abortion. However, a couple of provisions in there are going to be very troubling. End of last month, Senator Elizabeth Warren called for a crackdown on pregnancy centers, specifically about how they collect data from the women, their clients. Like, they're afraid that the pregnancy centers are going to become like the secret police of the pro-life movement or something, like spying on women and sharing from. Yeah. So there's something in this executive order that seems to be about data collection and privacy. I saw just this week, some directive must have gone out because just this week, Dana Nessel put out a consumer alert about like fertility tracking apps. Like, be careful what you share with them because the government's coming after you, women.
This might be too much information, but I did get one of those emails saying that I didn't read it. I deleted it because I was like, whatever. This is stupid, but they did go out.
Yeah. So if you're a woman, just know that we're watching you. No. seriously. No. And we'll get into the whole miscarriage thing, but you know,
there's a lot going on.
There is. One of the weird primary assumptions right now of the other side is that even though abortion laws always deal with the abortionist, that's how they've always worked in America, that's how they worked before 1973, it's how they, all those old laws coming back and the new laws going into place work. I don't know. I mean, I guess some of that evidence could be, but I mean, to get an abortionist, you know, prosecuted, you gotta have to have the testimony pretty much of the woman involved. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be very hard in a court of law to prove otherwise. So I don't, but their whole like shtick, I guess, is they're coming after you and we have to do all this. What else in the executive order? There's some, just like,
yet.
You know, I mean, it hasn't technically been issued yet. It's just like little bullet points, but basically, the important thing to know is that the Biden administration is going to do, and his entire executive branch is going to do whatever they can to grease the skids for killing more babies. And
which doesn't sound very hopeful.
No. Well,
because it's like they're probably not going to stop until they get what they want. And the same with Whitmer. She's not going to stop until she gets what she wants.
Well, neither are we.
Right.
But
they do it. But at least we do it in the legal way. And they're definitely not.
Well, yeah. Abortion supporters don't care about government officials. They don't care what the law says. They just care about what they can get away with. Like, for example, in the pandemic relief money, Planned Parenthood was specifically ineligible, and they stole pandemic relief money from businesses and people that could have used it. And the Biden administration said,
whatever.
What's a little theft between friends? So he can't. What he can't do is he can't go into Texas and stop them from ending abortions in the state. And that's why abortion supporters could be mad, like, this is all he's doing, this isn't enough, and this is just cheap stuff. But that's democracy, folks. Like, you may be mad sitting there in, Ann Arbor and really happy at that council meeting, you heard about the petition signature count, and you're just really mad that voters somewhere out there believe unborn children have human value and want to protect them. But you know what? Can't do anything about it. Unless you want to pass a constitutional amendment, which maybe you guys should have thought of instead of doing this whole Roe versus Wade thing and, you know, why we are where we are today. So.
And then there's Whitmer.
And then there's Whitmer, who really does not want to be mentioned in the same sentence as Joe Biden from now until November. So.
Really?
Have you seen Biden's poll numbers?
That's very true.
Yeah, if you're trying to, win the paper mache contest, you don't want to hang out next to the, giant flaming pile of tires that's been on fire for a week straight. Like, your whole project might go up in flames. So, Biden, Whitmer. No, I'm just kidding. So
she never ceases to amaze me in what her next plans are.
Whitmer is all in on abortion. Like, no doubt, like, of all the issues that she deals with, like, that is her issue.
She said in an interview that someone sent me the other day that we have to keep abortion in Michigan because it's our state's legacy.
Actually, no, it's the opposite.
Why would you want your state legacy to be abortion?
I don't know.
Blows my mind.
Well, when you look at Michigan population statistics and how we're a dying state, maybe that is our legacy.
That is a hot topic in the news right now, is abortion and the economy, and if it's decreasing our economy or,
It is.
Well, if abortion bans are decreasing our economy.
Yeah, no. So people create wealth, and when you kill people, they can't create wealth. So
seems pretty simple.
Abortion bad. Their arguments are, oh, well, if your state bans abortion, then businesses won't want to be there. How many businesses have left Texas for California since the heartbeat ban?
I don't think
how many businesses any have of left them. California for Texas since the heartbeat ban? A couple big ones. Anyway, that's their one argument. The other argument is has some pretty strong racial overtones, basically that, and it's pretty sad, is that we need to abort these kids because they're worthless and they'll grow up in poor families and won't contribute anything and they're better off dead. I want to talk about judgmentalism, Anna, like just deciding that that person is just, they didn't go to a nice school like me, like Governor Whitmer, like, their dad isn't, the head of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and, their life is just misery, better off dead than, growing up not in Gretchen Whitmer's house, I guess. I don't know.
Not in a...
Privilege.
East Grand Rapids. Wait, no. Ada, right?
I forget. I think she's... It doesn't Ada. Matter. All that matters is her crazy abortion extremism today. Anyway, what she's doing is... maybe you want to talk about it because you saw the news item.
I haven't read the news article. I just heard about it. I heard about it from our legislative director. But apparently she is asking for abortion pills to be shipped from Canada to Michigan to help us out.
You know, some of this she might be doing just to have the appearance of doing things. So, I mean...
But... Canada would give them to us.
But the thing is, like, the organization that sells, that was the one that brought the abortion pill to the U.S. and sells it, is basically the Rockefeller Foundation. Like, mm-hmm. the Rockefeller family, the Buffetts, you know, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates. Like, they could, like, the idea that they can't afford to manufacture more abortion pills and they have to import them from somewhere else.
That is true.
It's just silly. Like, they can drop tons of money on it. Now, one problem is, and this is why they've been very careful about this weird shell company that produces all these abortion pills. Rumor is they are actually manufactured in China and shipped here. But if there is a public face of a business where they're actually doing that, then pro-life people are going to show up with signs and say, boo, don't kill babies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a normal company doesn't want that kind of attention. So if you're just importing them from Canada, and Canada loves to kill babies even more than the U.S., which is a surprise, they're kind of, you know, our little brothers up there kind of followed us into the abortion thing after Roe versus Wade, but now they're just all for it up there. You know, they just, that's is certainly one option if they don't want to have, a greater manufacturing or distribution presence in the U.S. So, but I think a lot of this is just Whitmer just wants to appear to be seen, like, constantly doing things, because she thinks they really think that if they talk about the economy, the Democrats in general are going to get clobbered in November. And so they have to get their people energized. They have to get their people to actually want to turn out and vote. And how they're going to do that is talking up the virtues of abortion. So, which, again, looking at...
We've seen... maybe now is different because Roe was overturned, but we've seen that that doesn't really work in other elections.
No, and looking at the polls, there's not like this sudden massive shift. You know, life goes on. People don't like talking about abortion. I mean, maybe it'll motivate some of their hardcore people, but weren't those people going to vote anyway? You know, mm-hmm. you kind of have to motivate your soft base that's kind of...
Yeah.
And if your message going into...
I think even the people that are middle, more pro-choice, but still kind of middle, do not like Whitmer. So.
Well, we'll see.
I hope we'll see.
I haven't liked Whitmer for a long time before a lot of people knew who Gretchen Whitmer was. But she really hates us, so we're a match made in heaven.
We are.
Batman and the Joker.
Do we have one more topic?
We did.
Oh, yes. Miscarriages.
Yeah, not a happy topic. But, and this is, I find, very interesting. I mean, so the message besides the last few weeks has been, they really haven't talked about women dying so much, but where they've gone immediately is, oh, all these states are going to ban miscarriage treatments, and you can't get treatment for ectopic pregnancies, and women are, they're, you know, there's a random anonymous person in this state, had to go to this state, you know.
I think that's their attempt to get the middle.
Right.
Because they know that the middle wouldn't just be like, no, mm-hmm. we still need abortion. They need a reason. And they need to scare them into thinking that they do need abortion.
Right. So they can't really talk about abortion itself because it's not popular. You can't really describe an abortion. And so, I mean, we're kind of happy, like, instead of actually talking about abortion, you know, because it's going to become quickly apparent in these states that no one's getting their miscarriage treatment. You know, no one's having a miscarriage. And, like, it used to be that, oh, you're going to have a miscarriage, you get hauled to jail, which they haven't brought up that point
well,
in a while.
I have heard a couple stories, and I don't know the details of them, but I have gotten a couple calls of my daughter's friend had a miscarriage, and the hospital wouldn't treat her, so she had to walk around with, you know, a baby that had passed away, and they wouldn't do anything about it. And I'm just like, is this a story? I don't know. You hear so many stories, and that all the facts gets twisted around. Like the 10-year-old girl from what state was that?
Does it matter, Anna?
Why?
It didn't happen. Where's
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Where's the state?
Was it Indiana?
Where's the manhunt for this rapist, you know?
Nowhere. Because he doesn't exist.
So, having directly experienced, in a sense, a miscarriage, generally, you don't, I could see a case where the doctors are telling the woman, like, this might pass naturally. Mm-hmm. It would probably be better if you don't get treatment now and you just wait it out, because
I think most of the time, isn't
most
that what they
miscarriages
tell you?
Resolve naturally. The problem where you might need a DNC is if it did it wasn't complete. And, there's a chance of getting an infection. Mm-hmm. And no hospital would ever not do that. I mean, because it's not an abortion.
I'm just confused how
simple stuff.
Miscarriage and abortion, people don't know the difference between them.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, do you think they're being honest? Like, do they think women's miscarriages aren't going to be treated? Like, are they just lying, or are they so knee-deep in ideology that they actually think that this is going to happen?
I think it may be both. I think they think that pro-life activists and politicians and whatever, who's calling the shots, are so radical that we would go to that extreme. So I think they actually believe that this is going to happen, because they think, you know, we think they're radical, but they think we're radical, and that we would do whatever we can to have control over people. Mm-hmm. So I think they do think this is going to happen.
Okay. Never believe your own BS. That is sage advice to anyone out there of any political stripe, business, whatever. Never believe your own BS. Not that we ever BS here at Right to Life in Michigan. Just want to say it for the record. I don't know. There is this kind of, and then there's the weird conflation out there, like, oh, well, I was in the process of miscarriage and they wouldn't do anything. And it's like,
I mean, I think that's different for, as opposed to an ectopic pregnancy, and maybe they're getting them confused, because I think typically for a miscarriage, you go through the process and then eventually.
Maybe we're too high level here, Anna, like you've been saying. Let's go down to the basics. So,
okay, what's the
basics? A man and a woman love each
other.
Nope,
not that far. Okay. We don't need that many basics.
So when you have a baby, the baby is alive. Sadly, in a certain percentage of cases, the baby, usually because of a genetic problem or a serious birth defect, will start dying. And usually these miscarriages happen early, although they can happen at any time. We know one of the speaker at our events, she lost her baby during labor. So, you know, that does happen. But usually it happens in the first trimester. a lot of times a woman doesn't have, sometimes a woman will have a miscarriage, doesn't even know she was pregnant. Later on the first trimester, it could be very traumatic. It's not a typically very long process. It's a matter of a couple days. You're in the process of miscarrying and you have a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor, but I believe since most of them resolve naturally, they prefer not to do a surgical procedure down there to prevent an infection. So when the baby has when you have a miscarriage, the baby is dead, right? Simple thing, terrible, but simple thing. Like the baby has died. So after that point, if you need some sort of medical intervention because not all of the baby's body or the placenta has passed or anything like that, that's not an abortion. That has absolutely nothing really to do with an abortion. By the way, a D&C, a dilation and curettage, is not even really a common abortion procedure anymore. They either using the pill, in the majority of cases, they're using a high-powered vacuum pump, or they are using forceps because the baby is later term and is too big to fit through a vacuum, basically. After the baby has died, you can't have an abortion because the baby's dead.
Right.
Okay. The abortion is when you kill a baby.
Right.
Right.
It makes sense to me. Like I.
Right. An ectopic pregnancy, to explain to people. So usually when a man and a woman love each other.
Okay.
At conception usually happens in the woman's fallopian tube. Everyone's getting free lesson if you missed it in public school. Usually you conceive in the fallopian tube and the child travels down and implants into the uterus. Sometimes the child doesn't get out of the fallopian tube, and that is a very hostile area for life because as the baby grows, the uterus is designed to expand to accommodate the baby, but the fallopian tube is not. And so when you have an ectopic pregnancy, when the baby's implanted in the fallopian tube or somewhere else, not outside of the uterus, which could happen, the chances of the baby surviving are essentially zero, and the chances of something medically happening to the woman that would threaten her life is significant. And so the treatment is to basically they cut open the fallopian tube, as part of the process, the child does pass away. That's why abortion bans, like Michigan's abortion laws, always had an exception for the life of the mother, because these situations happen. Mm-hmm. And this isn't new. It's not like, you know, ectopic pregnancies have been a thing since 1973. You know, doctors have known how to do these treatments, and you know, the world operated fine before 1973. There were not millions of women dying in the street. You know, it wasn't The Handmaid's Tale. You know, there wasn't a dystopian nightmare that the other side says is going to take place. So just to get that out there, you know, if you need any more biology help, you know, go back to school or call us. We will walk you through step by step how a baby is made. Maybe not every step. Just know that an abortion is not a treatment for a miscarriage, and a child who is miscarried is dead, and you can't kill a dead person. As far as I know.
Yes.
All right.
That sums it up, I think.
Clear? Okay.
Very clear.
All right. That's all the time we have then. Catch you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.